Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for Gaza has said no organisation can replace UNRWA, the Palestinian refugee agency, some of whose staff have been implicated in the Hamas attacks on Israel in October. Sigrid Karg was speaking after more than 30 donor countries suspended funding following the accusations.
There will be an investigation, an independent review. I do not want to precipitate that, but it's very critical that we recognise the central role that UNRWA plays in the Gaza Strip in the delivery of humanitarian aid. There is no way any organisation can replace or substitute the tremendous capacity, the fabric of UNRWA, the ability and their knowledge of the population in Gaza.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is meeting representatives of the countries that have suspended funding later today. The Israeli army has confirmed it's been flooding tunnels in Gaza with seawater to try to neutralise the threat posed by Hamas and other militant groups. The destruction is not just below the surface. The BBC has confirmed that more than half of the buildings in Gaza have been damaged or destroyed since the war erupted in October. Corey Scher from City University in New York analyses satellite images from conflict zones.
The extent and pace of damage is remarkable. I've never seen this much damage appear so quickly. Satellite radar indicated damage appear so quickly. And in that sense, it really stands out.
President Biden says he's made a decision as to how to respond to the drone attack by Iran-backed militants that killed three American troops in Jordan on Sunday. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
Joe Biden was giving little away about the specifics of the decision he's taken, but it's clear that a course of action has been settled on after consultations with military and intelligence chiefs. He's come under pressure from some Republicans to hit Iranian targets directly, but his administration is desperately trying to avoid a wider war in the Middle East. That's not what I'm looking for, he told reporters. Separately, the spokesman for the National Security Council, John Kirby, said that while the US would not telegraph its punches, it was possible there would be a tiered approach with multiple actions over time, aimed, he said, at degrading the capabilities the groups have to launch attacks.
A judge in the US state of Delaware has annulled a $56 billion pay package awarded to Elon Musk in 2018 by his electric car company Tesla. The lawsuit was filed by a Tesla shareholder who argued that it was an inappropriate overpayment. The pay package was unparalleled in corporate history and helped make Mr. Musk the richest person on the planet. BBC News. Ukraine's military intelligence directorate says it's carried out a cyber attack on the server of the Russian Ministry of Defense in Moscow. Images of what seem to be leaked pages appear on the directorate's website. The hack can't be verified, but earlier Russia's Digital Development Ministry said there were disruptions to the .ru domain. The US Congresswoman Cori Bush has confirmed that she's under federal investigation for allegedly using campaign money improperly on security services. The Democrat has faced criticism for hiring and paying her husband as part of her security detail. Ms. Bush says she's cooperating with the investigation but denies misusing funds. Chita Rivera, the dancer, singer and actress who created the role of Puerto Rican firebrand Anita in West Side Story, has died at the age of 91. Matt Carter looks back at her life.
Born in Washington, Rivera studied piano and ballet from a young age and had roles on Broadway before she turned 20. In the 1950s, she starred in productions including Guys and Dolls and Can Can, but it was her portrayal of Anita in West Side Story that made her a star.
I like to be in America.
The glittering career that followed saw her win two Tony Awards and receive 10 nominations, the joint highest of any musical performer. She left the stage in her 80s, but in 2018 received one final accolade, a special Tony for Lifetime Achievements, recognising her extraordinary contribution to theatre.
South Africa and Mali are the latest two teams to make it through to the quarterfinals at the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. South Africa beat one of the favourites, Morocco, 2-0 in the late match after Mali had edged past their southern neighbour, Burkina Faso, 2-1. That's the latest BBC News.